So that end product is all runs through the biosolids facility. So in a sense, it affects everybody in Taney County.
And with your request this morning for this, it is for the replacement of the, there was an issue with the plant, the auger system, if I remember correctly.
Yes, I'll give you a little bit of background on that. The dryer facility started experiencing some premature failures. One was in, premature failure was in the rotary joints themselves. So I've got in that one, $1,061,934 segment for the rotary joints includes $133,040.73. The other portion, the larger portion of that request is for the dryer auger screw replacement, which was for, in total of $928,893.43. We do have a loan of $841,819 on that auger replacement, as the JMUC was unable, we did not have the funds available to fund that replacement out of pocket. So we had to reach out to a lending agency to do that. The augers themselves, the company that the Biosolids Group originally purchased the dryer from went out of business. And so we could not lean upon that company to help us with this premature failure. And so we had to hire another company to develop and design a replacement auger for the dryer facility, and which got us to where we're at today. And we're back up and running, thankfully, and able to produce material. And we're working through our efficiencies of the machine as well to help reduce costs and overall impact on communities.
And earlier this year, there was a meeting called the Sewer Summit where this was all explained and this issue arose and this was all described. Many members of all the different entities were there. It was a big room full of people at the City of Hollister. That's where I first learned about it, and along with Commissioner Wyatt was present at that. So moving forward, do you have any questions?
On your loan that you currently have, the 841,000. Am I to assume there's interest on that loan?
There is, yes.
Okay. Is that number that is here, does that include the interest to date?
Yes. Yeah. So that's the total, it's actually the total loan amount. We have made one payment back in September for that. Mm-hmm. We have roughly, the interest rate is just over 3% a year on that. So that amount will help, we'll take care of that loan amount.
And the cost that everyone that comes to dump in, that's a poor way of putting it, probably, mm-hmm. but you've reevaluated that, and the cost that is charged to the customers, then that's been reevaluated.
So if we were to receive the ARPA funding request, it would reduce our price per dry ton by approximately $78 per dry ton.
If it was fully funded, the ARPA request?
Yes.
Okay. And that would be of the $1,061,934.16, correct?
Yes.
And with the new design, there's an expectation of it to last an extended period longer. There was premature failure on the existing augers that were in the thing, and there's a new design that was developed that we're anticipating it to have a much longer lifespan.
That's correct. Yeah, we got approximately 7 years out of the original equipment. Actually, when we pulled the augers out, we found out one of them was actually remanufactured, so it wasn't a new auger when it was put in place. We're expecting a 20-year life cycle out of these augers. Hopefully, we'll gain more out of that, but a minimum of 20 years is what we're aiming for.
Okay. And moving forward, the JMUC program has anticipations in the future for replacement, kind of a better plan or a better approach of savings and stuff?
Certainly so. So out of this experience, I like to call it an experience, it has allowed the JMUC to be open to conversations in regards to planning for future capital replacements. We've actually contracted with VCR, which is the group we purchased the augers through, and it'll be a yearly contract where they're going to come in and do an actual asset assessment of the facility. They'll go through and look at all the electrical components. They'll monitor the actual operating program off-site, and they'll actually provide us with some feedback of how we can actually make this piece of equipment run more efficiently, save dollars on utilities, because that's what's actually impacted us significantly over this last year was our utilities. We had a large increase in natural gas costs due to some inaccurate billings over the years. And so we're going to look at ways to create better efficiencies with the unit, create a capital improvement plan for the facility as well, and then also place more funds in our budget for to build up our future capital replacement fund to help in expenses such as these in the future. So.
Help me with my memory. When Taney County first approached the idea of biosolids, were we the first county in the state or that this...
I'm going to lean to Mr. Ziegenf was here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we were with pioneer, this, I remember.
Commissioner, with this sophistication, we were the most sophisticated, not only in this state, but in this region. Now, there's a... Biosolids is a big umbrella that covers a lot of things. Nixon uses biosolids, then mix it with cardboard and only do 25% of their waste. Springfield mixed it with yard waste and composted and did some things. And there was all kinds of different deals. But this sophistication, we were the first ones in very long ways. Paragould, Arkansas was using it. Benton, Arkansas was using it, but again, not to the sophistication. They were doing some combos. And still, to this date, we're in the very top of environmental protection and, again, solving a lot of the process problems that come along with either land application or other solutions to this. So this is pretty extraordinary, actually.
And the byproduct from it can still be used?
Yes, I would say it's a safer end product compared to the liquid biosolids. As Rick kind of alluded to, it was becoming challenging for Branson and Hollister to find areas to dispose of or land apply the Class B sludge, and also the amount of testing and parameters you had to meet with the Department of Natural Resources as part of that. And as we know, our area has a lot of topography. There's not a lot of farms around, and so the trucking costs were starting to increase, and the liability of having those large trucks on the roads as well. It's a more sustainable, better end product. It reduces our impact to the environment quite a bit.
And with our topography, I mean, we know if it rains an inch on the top of the hill, it runs straight to our water source, which
That's
is the
right.
primary, I mean, our lakes region. I mean, everything goes to the bottom of the hill, and that's all we have is hills and hollers.
And that was a big driver in the push to move to the Class A biosolids facility. It was our environment. It affects, like you said, our creeks, our lakes, everything that our visitors come to enjoy, as well as our citizens here. It's important to keep this program up and running and strong and healthy as possible.
There's a couple of pieces to the environment that aren't directly related with wastewater. One of them, methane outgassing. Well, we had to continue to maintain sludge basins that were substantially 90% full. Methane outgassing was one of the most destructive greenhouse gases, was a much larger footprint than it is as we use this process. The other thing is we've taken in the beginning, and I don't have it updated, but it's grown significantly, we took 4,000 trucks, diesel truckloads, off the road. So 4,000, that carbon footprint for from fossil fuel, diesel. So there's some things that aren't necessarily obvious. Another thing that this does with the 100% pathogen kill, many communities, when we had worldwide outbreak of Ebola virus, that was a huge threat. Well, in Class B application, that's a live virus that goes right back out. So it is transmitted through wastewater in many cases. This is 100% kill of that. So there's a huge benefit. The only other observation that I would come alongside Kendall with is the idea that when we talk about the per dry ton cost, when you're working with the central collection systems, Hollister is currently in the midst of our rate study for the next years. These changes, these swings, and being able to have this or not have this, whether it's the rotary joints and everything in total package for the city of Hollister, could be $250,000 that we have to pass on to the user. And so an opportunity like this to cover these costs, extremely significant.
Well, I'm going to use the term that we have been blessed to have the technology, the foresight, the people willing to go forth with this and to continue to grow safety or community in many ways that have been put out. And the federal government, as you know, has given ARPA funds, and I wouldn't expect this to continue to be happening. Mm-hmm. And we do have the funds that are to be spent for the community, and based upon that and for the future, I'd recommend that we pledge $1 million towards this purchase
for the JMOC program. I am fine with that figure. I would entertain a motion for that figure.
I move to appropriate $1 million for the biosolids fund out of the ARPA funds.
I'll second that. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, you all as well. Thank you. And Melissa, thank you. We can.
We'll leave the visual upstairs.
Yes.
For you.
And then we'll
appreciate you.
No problem. They'll just need, I've marked everywhere that needs to be signed. The top sheet on each one of them, we need all three of your signatures. The other just needs your signature that needs to go to the clerk.
Okay.
And then I will distribute them all out. Of course, they'll go with a letter that says these are federal funds. You have to report them. You have to do audits if you spend more than $750,000. So they get all of the requirements that go along with that.
I should have said the Trilinx biosolid. I kept trying to come to. Is that functional enough for you with it?
Yes. Okay. So, I mean,
there's not another.
There's not another. So it's the term, their actual title is on the top of the documents. So.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time. Appreciate you.
Guys, have a good Christmas.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
All right. You said their actual. Oh.
Yeah.
Trilinx biosolid joint in this one. I should have done that. J-Mac, you said that. What'd you say about making motions?
One time I tried.
All right. Our next order of business, we have court orders.
Good morning.
Good morning.